If you guys would help me finish a sentence out of 1 Peter 5, the Lord opposes the, but he shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that at the proper time he may exalt you. And just struck as I'm sitting here during worship and as I'm thinking about what the Lord's doing in our midst, about how the Lord is pro-favor and he is pro-exaltation. The Lord is pro-lifting us up because we are his children. But he won't do that if we are prideful because he loves us enough to keep us from the place of conceit. And so I just, as I see, as I look back in my life and I see the places where I've been honored and I see the places where the Lord has shown me favor, it's always, always, always been preceded by me being broken. Or me being humbled in some special, painful way, usually, or me accepting the humility that the Lord has. And so I just started thinking about several of you in this room. Some of you guys I know real well, and some I don't know terribly well, but how the Lord has exalted you at one in one way or another in one season of your life because you've embraced the call for humility. And I just wanted to throw that out there as I started here, that the Lord is ready, willing, and able to exalt you in due time. And he wants to show you favor. He will resist you if you're proud, though. He loves you enough to resist you so that you choose the place of humility. So this last week, I wanted to just give a testimony for what the Lord did in my life. And I wanted to circle back around to what Sam said this last Sunday. He preached, it was actually the second installment of his warfare word. And he talked about the armor of God out of Ephesians 6. For those of you who are here, who here, by the way, has been somewhat maybe intentional day to day or most of this week just thinking about the armor of God more than you have normally? I was really stirred up by that last week. If you've been in church for, you know, a while, you've heard an armor of God sermon multiple different times. And I've heard it maybe 100 times. And Sam, maybe from Sam 100. I was struck in a new way by the importance of this. And honestly, I kind of had gotten away from the day-to-day putting on my armor. And so I started off, man, Monday morning, I got up and I could feel the weight of the world coming and all that. And I just started, I'm going to think like a saved person today. Here's my helmet of salvation. I've got the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's a breastplate and I'm going to embrace truth today. And just all six of them, I just started putting them on. And I've been doing that all week. And, this is kind of a double plug, one for Body Life and one for the armor of God. So I get to Wednesday this week, and we get to house church. And one of the things we've been practicing in house church is do this circle where 10 or 12 people are sitting down and 10 or 12 people are standing up, and you go one at a time, and you just pray and minister to the person in front of you for a minute or two or something like that. Anything the Lord gives you, a scripture, a picture, a vision, a word of encouragement, just a prayer, whatever it is, you pray for them, and then about a minute or two later, we move on, and everybody rotates, and the people stay in the seats, but the people standing move to the left, and we go pray for the person beside us. So the people sitting get 10 or 12 words and encouragements from people. Well, I got the chance to be one of the people in the chairs this last week. And so I get these words from my brothers and sisters because everybody can prophesy, meaning speaking the mind and will of the Lord, not just a few people. And so I get 10 or 12 people going around the room, and I get people like Craig that comes up and he gives me this strong word of encouragement about the cattle on a thousand hills. And I got Jordan Hatfield, who's a teacher, who comes up and basically preaches a mini sermon to me out of the scriptures. And then I got Janae Gibbs, who's got this mercy, and she's like, she's praying in the soft, gentle tone. I just start weeping when she's praying, and then I get John Smith coming up, and he's giving me this prophetic exhortation, and Ty Moore doing the same thing, and multiple other people. Nobody knows I've been reading Streams in the Desert every day since the beginning of this year, and I got four words about a stream. One particular med gave me was that there was a desert, and I see this stream flowing in. He had no idea what was going on. I've been doubting like leadership and my own confidence and abilities, and all of a sudden, I get a couple of words about leadership, you know, don't look back, look forward. And people will follow you. You look forward. And then I get this, my sweet sister-in-law, Cammy, comes up to me. She's my favorite shortest sister-in-law, by the way. She makes Emily Brickley look like an NBA player, I think, or something. But so So Cammy comes up to me. Cammy, who a couple of years ago didn't know what it was to hear the voice of the Lord. She was trying. She's learned so much. And she says, I see you in this open field, and you had like the armor of God on. She wasn't here this last Sunday. She didn't know I've been praying that every day this week. She said, I see these flaming arrows that are coming to you, but you're starting to recognize them from further off, and you're putting the shield of faith up more quickly. And again, I was uncorked on what I was crying all night Wednesday night for those of you who were there, but it just so touched my heart. And when she said that to me, I was struck by the importance of the shield of faith. And so you remember in Ephesians 6, where Sam went last week and broke down every single one, the shield of faith is interesting because in verse 16 it says, and above all, take the shield of faith. Above all of these, the helmet, the belt, even the sword, the feet with the gospel of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, above all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. And so I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, above all, what does that mean for us? Like basically, if you don't put on any of the other pieces, put this one on. If you only got time to put one on in your morning, put the shield on, you know? Get this above all, get this up in front of you. And so what does that mean? What does it practically mean to put up the shield of faith or to put on the shield of faith? And I just want to tell you what it's meant for me this week. Faith comes by and hearing by the word of the Lord. So I get these words on Wednesday night about the fact that I'm not alone and I'm sitting by this river that's running in the desert and the Lord's there with me. And so the next morning when I get up and I'm feeling alone and I'm feeling like I can't do it, I can fall back on that word. And I can say, I've got faith in this word that I'm not alone, that the Lord is actually comforting me and he's with me. I get faith that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is here with me. And I can take that back. You remember Hebrews 11 says, faith is the confidence in what we have not seen. It's the assurance of things. So faith primarily is confidence. Faith is saying, based not on what I feel, but based on what he says, I'm gonna experience reality today. I don't feel like much of an overcomer today, but I know you guys know this, but I'm just reminding you, but by faith, I'm going to overcome. By faith, Jesus Christ is enough for me today. By faith, I'm a son. I'm no longer a slave today. I'm going to tell myself I believe. Faith is the confidence. I'm going to place all my confidence in what he says about me and not how I feel. I'm going to place all my confidence in the fact that I got all these words from the Lord, not these people that come up to me and Hazel prays in advance for a breakthrough for me. I'm not going to place my confidence in Hazel because she's so prophetic or so cool, but it's actually the word of the Lord through Hazel to me that happened on Wednesday night. Amen? I want to place my confidence in the word of the Lord about what he says about my circumstances. Yea, though I feel like I'm in the middle of an open field with no protection around me, was the vision. And I got these flaming arrows coming at me, that he's actually with me. He's protecting me. He's a shield around me. And so I'm just telling you guys, this last week, I've been putting on the armor every single morning. And I've noticed that I'm seeing the flaming arrows coming a little bit earlier than I have been previously. I can see them maybe when they're being strung back in the bow and right when they're released. Oh, here it comes. This situation usually ends up in me being in despair. This situation at 10 a.m. means by 3 p.m. I'm having a really rough day. This situation with this brother or sister that said that to me or that acted this way towards me usually means we go down this path. That's a flaming arrow. I'm gonna think about that person according to the spirit and not according to the flesh today. I'm gonna pray for them today. I'm not gonna go down that path in my mind. And I'm telling you guys, this is not a self-discipline issue for me. This is not that I'm doing better. I'm just putting on the armor in the morning. I'm saying, by faith, I put on the shield of faith right now. And so then when it comes, I start to notice it a little bit faster and it pops up in front of me. So I just want to encourage you guys, again, body life, body life, body life. None of us do well by ourselves. We are designed to fail by ourselves. We are designed to succeed with each other. We need each other. It's so important. So plug for House Church and Body Life.